want to be a bit mean, I think, in this podcast, just for fun. Just let it out a bit. I've been reading some Insta poets and not Insta poets, but just poetry online that I haven't for ages. I normally don't. And it's kind of, it feels arrogant to talk about this because my stuff's not that good. It has its moments, but I've been reading these really popular accounts of these with beautiful metaphors, really nicely structured poetry, and I go and then I finish and it's like nothing happened. But in the middle of it, I'm reading it and I'm thinking, wow, this is really quite well written and it's beautiful and there's some surprising metaphors. And then it's over and then I feel like it just stole something from me. I feel like I just got robbed by a beautiful pickpocket or something. It stole something from me. And maybe it's because this poetry doesn't feel lived in. Maybe I'm making that up. Maybe I'm being completely, completely arrogant. But then I think about poets like Josh Turek, who sometimes listens to this. I thought I'd give him a shout out. G'day, Josh, if you're washing the dishes, if you're actually listening to this. He's come from so many different angles, from comedy to poetry to essay, and kind of incorporated and blended it all through, plus life experience. I feel like he's just coming into something really interesting. I've sort of followed him for the last five years, I think I bookmarked one of his early pieces. Because, yeah, his performance in a piece, I bookmarked, I remember someone sending it to me, friends sending it to me and saying, this is your brother. I watched it and I thought, what a crack up, he's funny and interesting and profound at the same time. But blending all these different forms of, what do you call it, genre? It's sort of essay, poetry, comedy, and life experience and performance. It brought something to it. But then when I read these other accounts that have like 500,000 followers and they're just like these little snippets of beautiful, little beautiful slide after slide of a beautiful metaphor. There's an account that I was reading today. I just can't handle it. I feel robbed. I feel like I was robbed of my own brain. Because it's actually really beautifully written, and there's some metaphors where I go, wow, that's amazing. I wish I'd actually written that. But then I come away going, oh no, I'm glad that I didn't. But if there's an account that, I'm not going to say the account, but if it's, it feels like the wisdom of therapy mixed with Mills and Boone mixed with Bukowski. And it's a guy that's kind of willfully appealing to females, and it makes me, I don't know, because there you go, I'm just catching myself in my own gridlock, loophole, irony, whatever you call it, where I've just written this mum's book and that appealed to women more than men. Yeah, this poet, it's the wisdom of therapy that gets me, because it's all because the Bukowski bit with the Mills and Boone bit is fine. But when you strip it away, you can feel the mechanisms of pop therapy wisdom. And I can't stand it. Like, it feels like it's infecting my brain with bullshit somehow. I can't stand... Like, I think John Cleese said psychology is like 80 years behind. And 100 years from now, we'll say that every single thing we learnt from psychology was actually bullshit. And I feel that in my gut. A lot of it feels like complete bullshit. Like teachers now quitting their jobs because they can't control kids. That's really like a safe space for chaos. So there's this therapy culture that feels all back to front and the wrong way around. And it has good intentions, but yeah, these poetry based on, that has the inner workings and wisdom of therapy that just pop through. it feels like there's no lived life where they haven't sorted it out themselves. They haven't worked it out themselves. But yeah, you can feel a lot of beautifully written poetry that you peel off the sparkly words and the beautiful metaphor and all that sort of stuff, and you can feel this wisdom beneath it that's borrowed or it's same old story shit of therapy culture wisdom. Yeah, there's a lot of that poetry out there, and I'm sure it's useful to a lot of people too. Like, it's just the way of the world. Yeah, there's no distinctive voice because of that. That's what I think I'm getting to, that there's so much beautifully written poetry, but with the inner workings of the wisdom of therapy, pop culture therapy, that there's no new voice that comes out and breaks through, because it's all unlived life, because it's all been worked out in a therapy room. It just feels battery hen sort of shit.
With therapy culture, there's also the Botox culture, and I almost feel like therapy culture is kind of plastic surgery for the mind. Everyone thinks the same. Everyone has the same solutions to the same problems, and no one's thinking for themselves. With comedy, I kind of feel like there's a lot more invention involved. You have to deal with life yourself to get through. With a lot of poetry written these days, it feels like a glorified journal from a therapy session. That's how I feel about nearly all poetry that I've read in the last few weeks on Instagram.
Yeah, and that's really popular. And it's actually really popular. So if you want to be really popular, make poetry with therapy wisdom and you're going to do all right. It's been useful to me too. While it's kind of stolen something from me after I've read the beautiful words and I felt like I've just been pickpocketed, it's also given me a chance to go look at my stuff and go, oh, that's my voice. I'll read all these poems. It all sound slightly different, but they all borrow from the same pop culture wisdom. And I look at my stuff and I go, oh, that's why my stuff's different. That's why my stuff's, that's what makes me me. That's what makes me with my voice. You just don't borrow from the same stuff that everyone, drink from the same well that everyone else is drinking from. It's been useful for me because I've worked out, okay, that's what makes my stuff my stuff. I'm not drinking from the same well as all this poetry based on that same kind of stuff that you hear over and over again. And yeah, it's the longer pieces that I've been writing in the last little bit that give me a sense of my voice and who I am, rather than the little bite-sized meme kind of things. It's funny because one of the things that I wrote that's going to be in the new book is swapping my twig for a mobile phone for a day, and how it recharged me and all that sort of stuff. And that went viral when I first posted it, and it's done it again. And it's quite a long poem, if you call it a poem, but it's sort of somewhere between a comedy rant and a poem. But that kind of feels like my voice. That's closer to my voice than my shorter stuff. But I was surprised that someone wrote beneath it, I love this meme. They called it a meme, even though it's a whole paragraph of words. It's a whole slab of text. Yet it was called a meme. So I love the idea that my voice is sort of turning into this thing that's not these paragraph-long rants. And that's almost becoming my weird new thing that I'm just discovering by just doing them. And people are reading all the way through them and enjoying them. And I love that. I love that people are calling it a meme, this long-winded rant. It makes me feel, who said people don't have attention spans these days? That's the thing that I'm starting to own, these long-winded, all caps, paragraph, slab of text rants. And I didn't realize that was kind of my voice until I've just done a whole lot of them by accident because I was having a lot of fun with them, and I've landed in them. So that's gonna, a bunch of those are gonna be in the second book with Andrews McNeil, which is gonna be fun, rather than these little bite-sized quick one-liners with all the emotional nutrient of chewing gum. Those longer-winded rants without the philosophy or wisdom of pop therapy or therapy speak or whatever it's called these days. In other news, today's the last day I've got until I've got to hand in my second book to Andrews McNeil. You're going to be okay because you're fucked no matter what. And I'm looking through it and I'm tweaking it and I'm mucking around with it and I'm playing with it and I'm trying to get it to just a point where it's okay. There's like 192 pages and there are about probably five poems in it that I don't love. They're there and I'm just in a shockingly bad mood today that I can't see my own work straight. I can't see the value in some of it. Those five pieces that I'm scared that are going to infect the rest of it. It's always a danger of you just need one bad poetry in a bunch of 100 and it brings them all down. It infects it all. It just makes all the other things look like, oh, you didn't really know what you were doing there, do you? Because of this one, the slowest member of the group has decided to bring it all undone. For a whole month, I've never worked so hard. I'd get up and write, and I take only just enough break to recharge and write again, and then write, break, write, eat, do a shit, go to bed. And I feel like my whole life these last 4 weeks, 5 weeks, has been, I feel like a battery hen poet. The only reason I'm doing it is because I knew this book was going to be, I'll have one more shot at it before it goes to print to come out for March next year, the second one. So I thought, I'm just going to work really hard at it, and whatever poems that don't make it into it, maybe they'll work for a third book. And I'm sort of working on a third book as well that hasn't been bought, but Andrews McNeil seem keen on it. But we'll see, because they have got to check out how the sales go on Mum's book and the second one as well, which is fair enough. But yeah, so I've been working on a third book as well the last month while trying to come up with some extra pieces just to polish the shit out of the second book. And that third book's really, I'm trying to make it, yeah, just a bit gentle. I've talked about that in the last few podcasts, just a bit less a tirade of cynicism. Anyway, if you'd like to leave a review on Spotify, Apple, or comment on YouTube, I'd love it.